Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
What is your legacy? How will you be remembered? What impact are you leaving on the world? We recently celebrated Father's Day, and I started to think about the legacy that I received from my parents and grandparents and even my great-grandparents. And I started to think about the sacrifices that they made for me to be where I am today, and that even now I stand on their shoulders. Every success that I experience, the credit, of course, goes to God because He created me before the foundation of the world. But I also thank, and I'm always thankful to my family and the people who raised me and all they poured and imparted into me to help me be the person that I am today. And so I want you to think about your legacy, because something will be remembered about you when you're no longer here. Your legacy and the memory of who you are will exceed your lifespan. And so it's important that as we're making decisions, as we're moving about our lives, as we're going through life, doing things, we need to remember that what we're doing today is going to have a ripple effect into the future. It's going to impact people for negative or for good. And so we want to know, what is it that people are going to remember us for? How will we remember? So I went to a gender reveal party for one of my former students. I used to be a high school teacher, and I was really excited and pleased that they invited me to come out. And so when I got there, I remember, you know, sitting there, and she wasn't there when I first arrived, and she came in with her friends. And as she started going around introducing everyone and saying how she knew each person, when she came to me and introduced me to everyone in the room, she said, "This is my high school teacher. She taught me everything I know." Now, I'm pretty sure that I didn't teach her most of what she knows, but it really made me stop and ponder the impact and the influence that I am making in the world. And later in the evening, another one of my students came, and you know, we were able to sit there and talk, and she was telling me about all of the things that she's doing in life and sharing with me about, you know, all of the great accomplishments that she's doing, how she moved away and she came back home. And at one point I had also thought about moving to another state just to kind of get a fresh start. But I honestly was just too afraid. You know, I'm older, I'm in my 40s, and I started thinking about, well, I don't know anyone there. You know, how am I going to find a place to live? What if I don't make friends? Because it's much harder to make friends as you age than when you're in kindergarten. You just give a person your lollipop, or you share your chocolate milk, or give them half your peanut butter a sandwich, and you have a friend for life. But when you become an adult, it becomes a little more difficult. And so I just started thinking about my impact and wanting to be sure that I'm leaving a positive impact on the world, which is another reason why I even wanted to write a book. I mean, you may not know, but I wrote a book in 2017 called Connecting with the Burning Bush. And then at the beginning of 2019, I wrote another book called I'm Tired of This Church, Losing Religion to Find a Relationship with God. And so I just really wanted my life and my time on earth to be memorialized in the earth. I wanted people to remember who Adrian was and what Adrian stood for, even after I'm gone. And so we have to start thinking about that every day as we're making decisions. What is our legacy? How are we going to be remembered? Because I read a poem years ago, my mom had shared with me about the dash, about the time between the dash. So on your obituary, there'll be your birth date, and then there'll be your death date. The birthday and the death day, although they're significant because that's the beginning and the end of your life, it's what happens in between those dates in that dash that really determines how you'll be remembered and the impact that you make on the world. So in that poem, one of the stanzas says, it matters not how much you own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So how you spend your dash is your life. That's your legacy. That is what you're leaving in the earth for people to remember you. So don't waste your dash. You are creating a mark, whether you think about it or make a create a cognitive awareness of it every day or not. And the last stanza, it says, when your eulogy is being read with all your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you lived your dash? So that's the thought I want to leave you with. When you're gone and you're no longer here, will you be proud of the things that people say about how you lived your dash? And if not, today is the day to begin to change the direction of your life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you formed us before the foundation of the world. We thank you that we had a purpose before we were ever created by you. You had a purpose for our lives, and then you created us. And we thank you that we were knit together in our mother's womb with a divine destiny and purpose. I call forth now the destiny and purpose of all those listeners who are hearing this call. I pray that they will begin to increase their impact in the earth. And I call forth their destinies. I call them to arise up, to walk forward out of the ashes into their destiny. As the phoenix rises, I call them to rise up and to walk forward and to live out their dash so that they leave a lasting legacy in the earth. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the newness of a day to reboot and re-begin and to begin again. In Jesus' name, amen. Legacy is not leaving something for people. It's leaving something in people.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.